tell you what we've been doing with Dynamics 365. I have to get used to saying that name. And the value that it's brought to us, it's been real good. So my name is Hannes Smit. I'm with Amway. We're just down the road from the people that were presenting before. They're also in Michigan, or Michigan-based. Just to give you an idea, who knows about Amway? Oh, just about everybody. Oh, that's cool. So we are right now the number one direct selling company in the world. Last year, we had revenue of about $9.5 billion. We have about 450 unique products that we make available to our distributors to sell. Our distributors go by many different names. The one that we use generally now is Amway Business Owners, ABOs. So you'll hear me refer to ABOs quite a lot in this presentation. They also go by other names, IBO in the Americas, Independent Business Owners, distributors, sales representatives, depending on where you are in the world. There's a term that is better in that country, and we're okay with all of them. For us, our Amway Business Owners are people who want to earn additional money, and they do that by selling our products and getting rewarded for it. You'll see at the bottom right, 80% of the people who actually sell Amway products do it as an additional job, as a way to earn extra income. There's about 20% of the people who sell our products who do this as a full-time job, and some of them even are as big as big corporations, people with big staff, big companies, IT departments, and things like that. So we run the gambit from people who make, you know, a little bit of extra money selling this on the side to people who run this as a company selling our products. We are in about 100 or more countries and territories around the world. We do business in more than 60 different languages, which becomes real interesting. And we have about 19,000 employees worldwide. Our products can be found in, the last time we did a survey, in about 71 million different households around the world, whether it's our soap or our durable goods, our water treatment or air treatment systems, our vitamins, our excess energy drinks, all of these things. They are very heavily used and very popular. Our best sales are mostly in the Asian countries, but that's neither here nor there. Another key term that I will use a lot is CMP. Now, CMP is a platform, a software platform. We coined the term because it's a collection of software products that serve the needs of contact management. It's anchored in Dynamics CRM, or Dynamics 365, which is the primary capability provider for us. It also is used for account management, case management, customer and field services. We use USD, the Unified Desktop. We've actually been using it since it was CCA or CCD. We use Portrait for predictive analytics or interaction optimization. We use IntelliDox Infinity for guided interviews, which normal people call scripts or surveying. We also use CRM Gamified. We don't use the product that Microsoft just recently purchased. CRM Gamified works real well for us. And then we built a custom product in .NET, which we call 360. It's a business event engine. It's just an interaction log, if you will. The beauty of it is it allows you to visually see what interaction you've had with your customers and be able to see that interaction. Just click on a button and it shows you the email that was sent or the SMS that was sent or whatever. But we built this thing custom because when we needed it, there was nothing really good in the marketplace that worked for us. So the big term, the big takeaway of this slide is just simply CMP for us means the contact management platform, and the contact management platform is anchored in Dynamics 365. Now, having put it together in that way, and with all the versatility that we get from Dynamics 365, means that we could take that platform and leverage it for different purposes. And this slide is the crux of this whole presentation today, the versatility that we get from using Dynamics 365. It's a very powerful tool, comes with all kinds of different bits and parts in it that if we configure it in different ways, can serve the needs of many different parts of our organization. The sales support at CMP product that's at the top there is used to support our strategic account managers. Now, because our sales force is actually external people, as I described before, our role is to help enable and support them with the information and guidance that they need. Our sales support solution aggregates all of the information of our ABOs around the world and allows it to analyze for trends and behavior patterns, and then deduce from that guidance that we can give to ABOs who want to grow their businesses. Just a little funny thing, that connotation at CMP, how we use it at Amway is at CMP means powered by CMP, so sales support, customer care, finance, bonus, powered by CMP, again anchored with Dynamics 365. Our customer care solution is two things. Primarily, it's our customer services, so the call center folks, and it's the field services. So when we send people out to an ABO's home or to a customer's home, or consumer's home, to install our durable goods or air treatment systems, we use the field services module to manage and track that and to enable a track record of good service. Finance at CMP is used by our financial service centers, and it allows them to track cases that are created or questions that are asked of them around invoices, expense reports, things like that. Bonus at CMP, again, our remuneration to our ABOs is a key part of why they're doing business with us, right? They get bonuses for selling a certain amount of products or signing up other people. And this allows them to track why they did or did not receive a certain award or bonus, how they are tracking towards a certain award or bonus. So many different purposes within our organization, all served by the same platform. That for us is a versatility that is second to none. We have in the history of using Dynamics 365 gone through many changes. Up until the end of 2014, we were using Dynamics CRM 2011 on-premise. And since the beginning of 2015, we have moved up and out of that into 365 in the cloud. Doing that has for us been phenomenal, and the slides that follow now will tell you why we're so geeked about this and why we agreed to come and stand here. The first one is that the 365 stack is mobile first, right? There's a kick-ass mobile app that works really well for us. We are able to achieve most of the things that we need to achieve, and for our sales organization, for the people supporting our ABOs, it's really important to be mobile. We want to be able to meet the ABOs where they are, whether it's in a Starbucks or in a shop in Guangzhou, China, and be able to share with them the information that we need to share with them, to collaborate with them, to build account plans that allow them to grow. So that mobility, that ability to share that information regardless of where you are around the world, is critically important for us. We're able to configure it, use it on any platform and interface, and that's critical for this business. I don't know if were any of you in the session that Marilyn from Meyer had just before this? Nobody? Okay. They were talking about the value proposition around Power BI and how well it interacts with the rest of Office 365. We have the same story. We run Office 365, which means not just Outlook, but OneDrive, Delve, all of these things that allow for better collaboration. Well, Dynamics 365 and Office 365 work together really well. So we're able to share information or get people to work together on account plans and whatever they need to interact with, and be able to share that information in a meaningful way with our ABOs. So familiar user tools, right? You can use Excel, you can use Word, you can use PowerPoint, you can share these things in different ways, you can embed information from Dynamics 365 into these things, and it becomes just a very easy vehicle for our users to get up to speed and start using it. From an IT perspective, you look at our different products, we have different needs. Their sales support solution, for example, is a single instance deployment. US East, I believe, is where we have it hosted, that serves the world. And in order for us to get that that performance that we need, that dedicated pipeline, we use ExpressRoute. Now, the customer care solutions are, you know, depending on what the business needs are around the world for our call centers or for our customer care implementations, we put these things wherever there is an instance that's close by to where the people need to use it. So, for example, the customer care stuff, right now we're working deployments in India, Japan, Korea of our latest version. We already have this installed and running in older versions in all of Europe and Russia, and then the Americas, except Brazil. Neither here nor there. For the markets that are adopting our solutions, they can pick the cloud or Azure data center that's close to them, close to their proximity, and it takes us a very short amount of time. I'm going to put you on the spot, Nate. What would you say? How long does it take to set up a new instance?
30 minutes.
So he's the tech lead for the customer care space. I'm pretty sure you'll want to ask him questions at the end of this instead of me. So I'm glad he's here. But literally, that's no exaggeration. Between 20 to 30 minutes to stand up a new instance that is production ready, ready to go. All you need to do is get the wiring up and running, make sure the data's flowing to it, make sure you have users trained and that they have access, and you're good to go. That's a game changer for us. Before it was a long run up to get to a point that you could actually stand up all of these instances, get the hardware in place, get the infrastructure, the wiring in place. Now it's quick. We have our core solution, we replicate the core solution, and the market takes it and configures it for their purposes, but that happens real quick. Easy for us to get the people that need to configure and extend this for local purposes. Let me explain a bit. For the customer care solution, what we did was gather the requirements of our call centers around the world, and we built a core solution from that. Very robust, has all of the requirements that everybody said they needed, except for the things that are special or unique to a specific country. Well, we can't ignore those needs, so what we did was we commoditized our implementation of customer care. It has all the core requirements, but we also give them the knowledge base and the APIs and the tools and, you know, somewhat of a modified software development kit so that they can take it and extend it. You should never assume that, you know, your core solution fits everybody unless you force them to stop doing what they natively do in their countries, and I don't think anybody wants to do that. So for us, it's important that people are able to take the core solution and extend it with little or no effort. Getting people who can do that configuration, it turns out to be real easy. There's a lot of people around the world, a lot of training around the world. It becomes very easy for people to learn how to use Dynamic CRM. The other key aspect of that is that we stayed away from custom development, right? If we build something custom, we can't expect that it's going to be easy for markets around the world to take that and extend it to their needs. So we stayed away from it as much as we could. I think upwards of 95% of what we put into the customer care solution is out-of-the-box configuration. A little bit of scripting, a few forms that we tweaked, most of those are configuration. We did that so that it would be easy to give it to the market and to have them find local resources that can take and extend it, right? So the premise here is, if you have Dynamics 365 training, you can fully leverage that training. You don't have to get other special training in order to do the local extensions. There were a few exceptions. The one that that our users like the most is this reason resolution code picker. It's just a simple set of code that allows us to put our taxonomy out there and to have people use it in an easy way. They can either type it in at the top if they know what the word is and select it, or they can traverse the tree up or down as they choose to try and find what's the reason code that I'm looking for that makes sense. Or on the other side of the equation, what's the resolution code? Simple piece of code. It's one of the few things that we custom code that we embedded into CRM, and works very well for us. We built a set of tools to go along with our implementation that we lovingly refer to as J-Tools. Now, the person who built most of these tools is called Jason Schuller, and he did not pick the name. The name was picked in honor of him, and I think he was a little bit surprised when he realized we were packaging this as J-Tools. So Jason is a little bit of a savant. He's able to find ways to do things that really optimize our interaction. We can get data into and out of Dynamics 365 faster than Microsoft can. We are able to manage, that's gospel truth, we are able to manage our various instances in a manner that right now Microsoft cannot without doing it individually, instance per instance, org by org. And these tools have become for us a huge productivity gain. So we're very proud of them. I would not be surprised if they get borrowed going forward. Other examples, we have a wrapper service. So instead of having everybody try and go at the Dynamics 365 APIs, we built what we call a wrapper, which is just a simplification of that. Input, output, controls, a little bit of optimization in the middle, different functions that it supports, but we try and enforce that everybody who wants to interact with Dynamics goes through the wrapper. It allows us to do things that we can't otherwise do. We have a user management tool, which I referred to before. We have multiple instances of customer care and our bonus and finance solutions, which requires our super users to log into different instances. There's different setup. In the case of customer care, we also use the Unified Service Desk, which is a thick client sitting on somebody's laptop, and you have to change the settings for that thing. So I'm actually speaking to the wrong thing. I'm speaking to the USD launcher. So let me finish up the USD launcher. So we're able to kick off whichever instance we're in, and it resets it for you as an end user. You don't have to think about all the technical settings that have to go on. Makes it stupid easy for them to do. The user management tool, if we need to set up a new super user, we can set it up. We can say, make this authority look like this other person and blast it to multiple different orgs. Makes it real easy for us to set up new users. Our service desk folks use it, our IT folks don't even have to do it. The database replicator is an interesting little tool. This is the little gem that allows us to get data into and out of CRM real fast. We replicate account and profile information from our source systems, which in some cases are AS400s or ERP solutions or whatever is relevant in a given market. We have two things that we have to do in order to make sure that the data going into CRM is of high data quality. The one is replication control. So did the records I sent from the AS400 in Japan make it to CRM? Number of records and those actual records. And in order for us to do that, right now you can't, or when we did this, you cannot go at the Dynamics CRM database directly. So we replicate it out, make sure that we have a one-to-one snapshot, and then we compare with our source against that replicated database. So we needed to make sure that when we replicate that data, it is a perfect snapshot and that nobody can touch that copy. But then we can go at the copy and do all kinds of things that you can't do because you don't have access to the direct tables in Dynamics CRM. We also use it for operational reporting, so it's a win-win for us. Right, all of the big heavy-duty reports go after the replicated database and don't impede the performance of CRM itself. That was a major win for us. Any other cool tools, Nate, that you want to point out? Yeah, you wuss. What I'd like to show you now is two videos. The first one is our business customers put together two videos to describe to you what their sentiment is, both real and a little bit aspirational around our two key solutions, customer care and sales support. The first one I'm going to show you is about customer care. I'll set up the next one at the end of this. So the sound will work if I just play? I hope so. Yes.
Great companies are built on great products. And Amway is no different. Our high-quality brands are equally matched by the support we give our ABOs to help them realize their business potential and achieve success as they define it. Relationships are key to our business, and perhaps the most important relationships are those between ABOs and Amway service professionals. ABOs need to trust that the people they go to for support will be able to help them no matter what. And our service professionals need to trust their tools will efficiently, accurately, and consistently help ABOs find the best possible solutions. Introducing Customer Care, powered by CMP, the most intuitive, feature-rich customer service tool we've ever launched. CMP for Customer Care combines all the tools you need to resolve customer requests into one integrated platform. But what does CMP mean to you? Well, it means the job you're already doing well just got a whole lot easier. One login to access all applications. Everything is in one place, so you can quickly access the data you need. Review an ABO's history and see exactly what they called for before you even address their call. Track ABO business qualification and segmentation. Have the ability to manage durable service events. Survey customer satisfaction. Tell them about events in their market. And with targeted messaging, you can be proactive in your actions to influence ABO behavior, building the relationships and personalized service your ABOs want. But what does that really mean for our ABOs? It means better, more reliable service and faster resolution of issues. Plus, you'll have insight into ABO needs even before your interaction begins, making for a more targeted, personalized experience every time. Behind every satisfied ABO is a hardworking support team and customer care powered by CMP, helping service professionals around the globe connect ABOs with the right information, support, and solutions.
So we're kind of proud about that. That's very cool. Thank you. So far, it's been very well received. We did go from 2 years ago. We were on the Dynamics 2011 platform, and we were struggling a bit with our customer sentiment. I mean, it was really hard to do stuff, get stuff modified and changed. This expression of satisfaction is very cool for us. It means that we've turned the corner to the extent that now, where we were forcing markets to take the solution, we don't have that issue. Since we went to Dynamics 365, since we put together this tool set in this manner, and since they can see that it's a low cost of adoption and very easy to roll out and deploy, we have an enormous pull. It's hard for us to keep up with markets that now want the solution, and that's a very good story. So the next one that I want to set up for you is again, at this point of our evolution, we're 60 years in as a company, and our strength is the people who actually want to sell our products and make some extra money from that, as I described up front. Where we are now, we have never really engaged with those big companies, that top 20%, in a meaningful way such that we actively engage with them to help them grow their businesses, which may be surprising, but it's true. I mean, we've answered their questions, we've met with them, but we've never done it as a corporate discipline. So where we are now with rolling out, SAM stands for Strategic Account Management, is we've turned this into a corporate discipline. We've trained up people to do strategic account management, we've hired people where we were short, and we're ongoing throughout this year training them up, rolling them in, and giving them access to the solution, which, you know, has that aggregated global insight and, you know, just strengthens their hand in their ability to help our ABOs. So this is again, this is the video that speaks to that. I think it does it very effectively.
At Amway, the success of our ABOs is a top priority, and account managers play a key role in that success. As an account manager, your job is to analyze ABO performance, understand their business aspirations, and help formulate a business plan to achieve those goals. But what if your job could be done faster and more easily, allowing you to be more prepared, more effective, and more confident in every consultation? And even though change can sometimes be difficult, what if this time change was this easy?
Cortana, show me the dashboard.
It's a little bit aspirational, this part.
Introducing Sales Support, powered by CMP. The first ever global sales support system that's fast, intuitive, and rich in features you can use to reveal new insight into an ABO's business. Sales Support, powered by CMP, combines all of the tools you currently use with powerful new planning and analytic tools into one integrated solution, allowing you to build stronger partnerships with ABO leaders by providing them with the data, insight, and support they need to grow their business. You'll have real-time tracking of an ABO's business plans, progress and action items, as well as a full history of their interactions with Amway. Reliable global data will be available on demand, including a view showing your top ABO leaders' global businesses. Comprehensive analytics and reporting, along with up-to-date LOS views, are just a few of the tools designed to facilitate business consultation preparation, scheduling, and follow-up. You'll also be able to track and verify ABO hire awards and compliance with Amway business conduct and rules. Using Sales Support powered by CMP will help you better know your customer, so ABO leaders will come to see you as a trusted advisor, a partner who helps set bold but realistic goals and strategies to meet them. And Sales Support is mobile, so it works the way you do, anytime and anywhere. And because Sales Support is constantly gathering, compiling, tabulating, and sorting information about all of your accounts, you'll have confidence knowing everything you need is in one place, just waiting to make your life easier.
Cortana, create calendar event for 3 months.
Strengthening partnerships with ABO leaders by providing them the right data at the right time. Sales Support, powered by CMP.
So again, we're pretty happy in the IT team with this expression from our business partners. It certainly means a lot. But I think you're getting some indication of how being anchored in Dynamics 365 helps us really put together this information and these tools in a way that's very easy for our users to get a hold of and use. I mean, this thing it's stupid easy to understand how to navigate it. It's really easy to find stuff. And they appreciate that. In some cases where they need to use Excel because they're used to Excel, it's easy to export key pieces of information into Excel. Going forward, 2015, we rebuilt our customer care platform, and we did a heck of a job. Nate Dykin sitting over there is my tech lead, so you know, if you guys have key questions about that, he can answer more of that. It's very robust. But now what we need to do is go forward and make sure that we can give our ABOs self-help tools around customer care, right? If they want to create a case, ask a question, get information, it should be easy for them to do that. When you look at at the value irritant map, right, we want to make sure that personal engagement is focused on the things that provide value. But those things that, you know, are a nuisance to go and ask somebody about, let's give them tools in their hands that allow them to do that more readily. We want to make sure that we understand how to use social engagement and be thoughtful about that. Already we're listening to what people say about Amway, questions they ask, and you know, we can analyze that in a very meaningful way, but we're not yet very good at making sure that we respond in a deliberate manner or have bots that can provide information in an automated way. And that's where we want to go in 2017. We want to make sure that if you walk into one of our experience centers, and that's the new thing that Amway's focused on, where before we had a lot of distribution centers, you can go and pick your products and go and buy them there, or you can do it online. But now, what we found, especially in the Asian markets, and it's proving to be true everywhere else as well, is people like picking up the product, speaking to somebody who really knows about that product, interacting with other people who have some direct experience with it, whether it's our cooking goods, and we have cooking shows and teach people how to cook a product using our cooking pots and pans and things like that, or whether it's makeup or healthcare, whatever the area is, we want people to have a place where they can go and experience that firsthand and then talk with other people about it. And if they're interested in taking that on as a business or as a second business or as a part-time job, then we should make it easy for them to do that. So personal presence, We want to make sure that, you know, we can meet people where they're at and give them what they need. We also want to be able to, you know, say to those founders, people that are high pin and that have the big companies based on Amway, when they walk in the door, we want to be able to go and shake their hand and say, thank you for your business. How can we help you? So we need to do a lot around that. Field service, we were interested in Field One way before Microsoft acquired them. We were very gratified when Microsoft acquired them because I saved a ton of money in the budget that would have bought that software. So we were very happy about that. The way that they've started building it into the Dynamics platform is great for us. It gives us exactly what we want, to the point that we have now, in the last month, installed it on our customer care instance. And we're just going through the motions of what we built in our global release 4 for customer services. Now just needs to be fixed a bit because the install of field one or field services, you know, broke a few things, so we have to do that. So, but in a question of about a month, 2 months, we're going to have a whole new value proposition there that will get rolled out. We already have a market, Korea and Japan, who are interested in adopting that capability fast. So we think before the end of the year, our field services solution will be good to go. Now I have to tell you, so I told you that last year we rebuilt our platform. I told you about 4 products. If you're interested in doing things fast, you should consider the fact that it took us 8 months after we built our platform in the first half of last year to build those 4 products, to get them done, out of the door, ready to go, running in production. That's pretty impressive. I don't care who you are, that's pretty impressive. Where before we had costs that were X amount, now our cost is about a third of that, putting the solutions together. Our deployment cost has gone down to about a third of what it was. That's significant for us. So the speed to deploy is substantially faster than it was. I mean, it took us probably a year and a half or so to deploy our finished product to a market. Now it's taking us months. That's significant. Future plans, Dynamics 365 is there to stay. Almost everything is rosy, but there are some things that we would like Microsoft to focus on. So this slide will speak to some of those things. I think those of you who use the product will know that a good partnership with Microsoft is a game changer, and we have that relationship with Microsoft. All of these things they know about, all of these things I know they're working on already. For those of you who are starting on this partnership with Microsoft, pay attention to this. When you get into this partnership phase, they are very good and fast at helping you solve specific problems. We are definitely pushing the limits on what Microsoft is able to do through Dynamics 365. We're in all of the early adopter things, and we're trying to do things that they're not ready for us to do, but they're responsive to our needs. They get us a new build fast, but sometimes it's not that well tested. So we're helping them by finding bugs for them, which they turn around and resolve. More cloud, right? So we like the fact that for our customer care solution, we can deploy to a Microsoft cloud instance near you. But there's too many places that don't have a near you and they have to go to the next solution. Most of them are still good performance, right? But so we're a little bit greedy. We appreciate the investment that they're making, and you know they're growing rapidly, and this is great, but we would like more faster, of course. If you don't know the right person at Microsoft, you will not get your problem solved. But if you do know the right person at Microsoft, you will get your problem solved and then some. So one of the things that I would advise is build your relationship with Microsoft, right? Take the time to get to know them, to let them get to know you. If you treat them as a software vendor, you're not gonna be as successful as you could if you treat them as a partner. We treat them as a partner, we give some, they give some, and it's great. It helps you bridge the gap. It helps you understand who the right person in that massive organization is that can solve your problem, and they do. We would like our multiple instances of Dynamics 365 for customer care to work together as one. We would like a knowledge management solution that is standalone and can serve as a hub for knowledge management, serving an omni-channel need. The strategy that Microsoft is on right now is they're taking Aperture and shoving it into Dynamics 365. That's not what we want. So why don't we want that? Well, because we want to have a standalone knowledge management solution that supports all of our channels, including customer care and sales support, but also our commerce environments. All kinds of other additional channels that need to interact with it, we don't want them to have to go through our customer care instance or our sales support instance to get at the knowledge. We want to put knowledge in one place and make it available everywhere. Right now, the path that we're on, we're standing up a separate instance of Aperture, and it is very easy and simple for us to interact with Aperture from any instance of Dynamics 365. And we're building an API that makes it easier for us to use their API and get into and out of Aperture or the knowledge, right? But I would like Microsoft to, you know, essentially keep Aperture and make it better. The mobile app does not have all the features and capabilities that you can get through the web, so we want them to continue to work on that, make sure that they're on par. We need better tools that allow us to debug through our ecosystem and not, you know, get blocked to a certain extent when you get to the Dynamics 365 black box. We would like improved unified search such that we can include data from external sources in our search. And they are on a path there, something which I've told shut up and don't say anything, but we are confident that they're going in the direction that we're asking for. We would like to have better insight into how Dynamics 365 performs in the context of our ecosystem. So we would like more of that. These are all things I think all of you would be interested in for sure. But for us, those are the things that we continue to press on and work with them on. Question time. We have 8 minutes left. So are any questions that I might be able to help you with? Yes.
So how many orgs do you guys have?
Question is, how many orgs do we have? Nate, how many orgs do we have? We have integrations from our source system. So the question is, do we push data into those orgs? The answer is yes. We have both data going from our source systems into those orgs. We have data going from our global data warehouse into those orgs and back.
If it needs to be fast, we're replicating the data into CRM so it lives in the cloud. If the data is too large or too volatile or too data sensitive, then it lives outside and just requests reply and retrieve it.
Everybody hear the answer? Good? Yes?
How frequently do your orgs talk to each other?
How frequently do our orgs talk to each other? Right now, they don't. We do have plans in early 2017 to have our org start to talk to each other. So for example, customer care with the sales support, all the customer care instances with sales support for those key things that an account manager needs to know about that an ABO is talking about or complaining about in a market, right? So we need to have these things bubble up.
You guys should have an implementation partner.
Say that again. We had for many years used an implementation partner. We are now implementation partner free, self-sustaining. The implementation partner we had, I can highly recommend, they are Hitachi Solutions. You had another question?
Yeah, what, I'm just trying to think if maybe that's not Microsoft or you guys. I'm looking at not replicating my data. I'm reusing the data that I picked up with my legacy system.
So our goal is to not replicate data. We're not able to do that yet. When in future versions of Dynamics 365, I'm hoping it'll better support virtual entities, external entities, and our ability to interact with them in a better way. So we're very hopeful of that. Sorry, was there another question? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought you had Tableau in your slide.
Yeah, you picked up on that, did you?
Yeah. Not a fan of Power BI or?
You know, at the long story, let's talk about it offline. No, nothing against Power BI. We have a separate department who's responsible for BI and analytics, and their tool of choice right now is Tableau. We do use Power BI for reporting internal to customer care and sales support if it's inside the Dynamics 365 wrapper. And if I say any more than that, I'm going to get in trouble. But sharp eyes. Let me just, for the sake of full disclosure, there's one other product on here that when the videos were put together, we were planning to use and ended up not using. Actually, I'm going to leave it unless somebody asks me about it. For the most part, those videos are absolutely true. The one part that is not yet realized, our business folks thought we were getting it and we didn't get it, was Cortana for Business, which is coming out in the next 12 months. So your ability to ask Cortana something and it pulls up data from Dynamics 365. We can do a lot of things, we just can't do that yet. Yeah? Yes, we do. So around the world, both CTI and ACD, so computer telephony integration or automatic call routing, we have different platforms around the world, telephony platforms. So our challenge is that we can't build just one connection. What we did to resolve that was we built a service that all of the telephony infrastructures can use to interact with Dynamics 365 and pop a screen as it needs to. So yes, anything out there, we can interact with it, but it's because we created a standalone service that mediates. The vendor that we work with the most and that works the best is Cisco. So the Cisco stack for us is manna from heaven. I wish all of our markets around the world would, in fact, they're busy migrating to it because of that. So hopefully, eventually, we will have Cisco everywhere. It will be simpler for us. Any other questions? 3 minutes to go. Come on, get your questions in. That's it. Well, thank you, folks. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time.